Did you know we've moved?
Move it! I like to move it, move it.
Our new home at TrendingTopicsNetwork.com, bringing you new content like Fight Show Live and the Spanish Announce Table, and the same shows that you've come to enjoy like Old School at the Movies, Pending Mobile Technology, and The Real News. Make sure you check us out every week, TrendingTopicsNetwork.com.
Daniel Palmer, San Antonio, Texas.
Matt Damon!
Stop all the downloading!
It's showtime.
This is Old School at the Movies, the Resident Evil retrospective. Old School at the Movies is brought to you by the Trending Topics Network. Check out some great shows like The Spanish Announce Table, Trending Mobile Technology, and The Real News. Welcome back to Old School at the Movies, your one-stop shop for all your movie-related news. I'm your host, Mr. Old School. Before we get to the panel this week, let's check out the contact information. oldschoolmovies2@gmail.com is our email address, or you can tweet us at oldmovies.net. That's oldmovies, D-O-T-net. So without further ado, let's throw this to Carp, our host for the Resident Evil retrospective. Carp, take it away.
So, ladies and gentlemen, on this Resident Evil retrospective, the panel is myself, Carp, Mr. Old School, Kevbo Trek, and D-Ren.
So, hello.
Say hello. Say
stars!
Yo.
All right. So let's kick this off. The origin of Resident Evil. Resident Evil, known in Japan as Biohazard, is a media franchise owned by the video game company Capcom. It was created by Shinji Mikami as a survival horror game series that was initiated with Resident Evil in 1996. A little pre-production notes about the primary Resident Evil. In 1999, Sony and Capcom greenlit a Resident Evil film with George A. Romero, in my opinion, the godfather of the zombie genre, signed on as the film's director and screenplay writer. Romero's association with Capcom, the Resident Evil video game series creators, had extended from 1998 when Romero directed an ad campaign for Biohazard 2. Resident Evil 2 in Japan. Romero's screenplay was based on the first Resident Evil game and included characters from the video games. Chris Redfield and Jill Valentine were the lead characters, involved in a romantic relationship. Barry Burton, Rebecca Chambers, Ada Wong, and Albert Wesker were also to appear. Romero's script was disapproved of and production was placed into developmental hell. Capcom producer Yoshiki Okamoto explained to the editors of EGM magazine that Romero's script wasn't good, so Romero was fired. In late 2000, Paul W.S. Anderson was announced as the director and writer, and Resident Evil re-entered pre-production stages. Anderson stated the film would not include any tie-ins with the video game series, as underperforming movie tie-ins are too common, and Resident Evil of all games deserved a good celluloid representation. In early 2001, Michelle Rodriguez, James Purefoy, and Mila Jovovich were first to be cast. Filming locations for this included Berlin and Toronto.
Thank you!
Deep underground. In a top secret research lab, security has been breached. A deadly virus, capable of contaminating the entire world, has been released by Umbrella Corporation.
Oh my god.
We have to get out of this building!
What was that?
It's the break!
It's okay, we're here to help.
Now, an elite team has been sent in to stop it.
5 hours ago, Red Queen went homicidal.
Who's the Red Queen?
State-of-the-art artificial intelligence.
The corporation's keeping a few secrets down here. Something you're not supposed to see.
But they have only 3 hours left before it begins infecting and mutating the whole human race.
Everyone stay calm.
What's that?
She bit me, man. She took a chunk clean right out of me.
You have to get out.
Don't listen to anything she says. She's a holographic representation of the Red Queen.
She may be our only way out of here.
Down!
she's still standing.
She isn't standing now.
No one is immune. Resident Evil.
You're all going to die down here.
So, ladies and gentlemen, that would be Resident Evil first film. The storyline of the film follows amnesiac heroine Alice and a band of Umbrella Corporation commandos as they attempt to contain the outbreak of the T-Virus at a secret underground facility known as the Hive. It uses some elements from Resident Evil 1 and 2, only the monsters and not actual characters. It was released March 15th, 2002, with a budget of $33 million, making $17.7 million its opening weekend, and having grossed $40.1 domestically and $102 million worldwide. A couple of my opinions on this. This was really well done, minus getting rid of the main characters, which, as a gamer, that kind of pissed me off a bit. The creation of the Alice character was interesting. They did include the important parts like Umbrella and the undead. British kids are creepy as hell. If, you know, the little Red Queen, you're all going to die down here. That shit creeps me out. Generally, this was well done. For me, it's a 8 out of 10. Anybody else want to chime in?
Sure, I guess I'll start because maybe it'll refresh Kebo's memory. I have the complete opposite opinion on this movie. For me, the good part was that I love the Red Queen. I just thought, you know, controlling the whole Hive area type thing was pretty cool. And I thought that Mila Jovovich did a good job, like, playing Alice. And I guess one other thing, they also referenced the Nemesis program from Resident Evil 3, so I love that they tied that into the movie. But unfortunately, there's a lot of bad in this movie for me. My first big issue is this, you know, we get this, like, creepy mansion in the beginning, and, you know, I'm thinking it's going to be this based off Resident Evil 1, which took place in this big mansion. And no, we just get this one quick scene in there, and we're going into this, I guess, research facility. So I was kind of disappointed with that. I wish they kind of kept the horror element and have that take place in a mansion. My other big issue was, like, where were the zombies in this movie? There was, like, two small action scenes, and there's hardly any zombies in this whole film. For me, also, the liquor at the end, the CGI was pretty awful. I know it's probably 2001, but it's still kind of weak in my opinion. And I guess they had this whole Alice amnesia angle, which I did not find great because it's just overused in movies today where, you know, I lost my memory type thing. So I was kind of annoyed with that. Finally, just the dialogue and the acting I found was atrocious besides Mila Jovovich. I thought it was all pretty bad. I even have this thing from Roger Ebert. He said it's one of his most hated films. He says about the acting, he says that the film's characters have no small talk. Their dialogue consists of commands, explanations, exclamation, and in one scene in particular, there's ejaculation. So I just wanted to mention one more thing. In the train scene at the end when they were facing off against the liquor, there's these metal tubes on this train for some reason. And I guess the whole purpose of that was to kill the liquor. So why were these it was just like a kind of a stupid device having these metal tubes just so that it can kill people. You know, they're not there for any particular reason. But anyway.
Train to go to the Hive. What about construction in the Hive? Maybe yeah, tubes were required.
Well, I guess so. I just felt all...
You're overthinking it.
Well, maybe I am.
This is a zombie action flick. If you overthink it, you're not going to like it.
But there weren't many zombies. There's like one scene in that environmental room and then one scene where they were in the underground sewers thing. And it wasn't that long. So I found there was barely any zombies in this movie. So my rating is 1 bitchy British computers out of 10.
Kembo.
Well, I mean, first of all, I remember when they announced that they were going to make a Resident Evil movie and none of the characters from the game were going to be in it. I was like, I was really annoyed because I was someone who was a big fan of the early Resident Evil games. I wanted to see Jill. I wanted to see Claire. I wanted to see Chris. Like, those were the people I wanted to see. So going into the movie, I was kind of... not disappointed, I guess, but it wasn't what I wanted. I didn't want them creating out like a new character completely separate from the games. I wanted those characters I was familiar with. So it really surprised me how much I love the movie. Obviously, if you've listened to any of the podcasts, you would know. And the thing about the first game is it's very slow. Like, it's very cerebral and slow. And I don't think they wanted that in the movie. Like, they didn't just want to have it all set in the mansion. And I think that was a really good decision, because I'm not sure they could have got a full movie out of it. So I like that they referenced the mansion, but they stayed away from it for the most part. So I thought it was a smart idea, because I didn't think a movie was sustainable just in the mansion. Like, it would have been, I don't know, just, it works for a video game, obviously, but it doesn't work for a movie. I really like the underworld, like the under, that little world they created. Like, I thought it was, yeah, the hive. I thought it was well done, and how they kind of, you know, almost make the people believe that they're, you know, topside in that, when there's so many stories underground. So I really like that. And I guess for me, it all comes down to is, when watching the movie for the first time, do I like Alice or don't I like Alice? That'll be, I guess, the big thing, because they're creating a character that was never there before. And turns out, obviously, I completely love the character. Yes, the amnesia angle is done a lot, but I thought they did it well in this movie. I thought Mila played it extremely well. I mean, and obviously you can never complain about her being in a little red dress. So that was nice. I like how we kind of slowly saw her getting part of her memory back, and learning how to, like, I guess, her old skills, like, you know, being a kick-ass woman. Like, you know, at first she was kind of unsure of herself. We saw her getting her skills back as her memory came. So I love pretty much everything about the movie. And I think, for me, what really sealed my love for the character was the last scene in the movie. When,
in the hospital bed?
Well, when she gets out of there, she goes on the street, she sees, like, it's all been taken over, and she's just in, like, a hospital gown or whatever. And she reaches into the cop car, pulls out a shotgun, and, like, you know, jacks it. And it's like, that's where the movie ends. And
jacks it.
I couldn't think of it. Sorry.
Jacks it off.
She jacked the shotgun. But I just... That was the moment where I was like, okay, she's a badass character.
Kind of cool that they didn't go with the safe ending, too.
Well, yeah, it was great. Like, I love when you just see, like, pretty much the whole town's been completely taken over. So if I had to, out of the five movies, if I had to rate this one, it would be fourth on my list.
But where were the, but don't you agree there was, like, hardly any zombies in this movie?
There wasn't a lot, but it didn't bother me, because I thought it was still suspenseful.
Do you guys not remember the first game at all? It starts in the mansion, but you end up in an underground laboratory facility. So, and there's not many zombies. It's because it's, like, you know, it's closed in.
Do you guys think the filmmaker made a mistake by not putting the main characters of the game in the movie?
No.
Yes and no. I highly doubted this film initially when it came out. I saw it opening weekend still, because it had the name Resident Evil attached to it. And it was frustrating not seeing the characters. But after, you know, what could have been the first script, you can't really pull off some of that stuff with the giant spiders and the deadly houseplant and stuff like that. You obviously can't put the full elements in. So in the end, yes, it was a great film. Mila showed nudity like she likes to in a lot of her films. And surprisingly low kill count for her character in this, though. She only killed 8, I believe.
I know we don't see the characters now, but over the course of the 4 newer movies, we see the introduction of, you know, Claire Redfield, Chris Redfield, Jill Valentine, Ada Wong, Jill Valentine. So we're getting all these Wesker. So we're getting the characters as the sequels progress.
Speaking of the sequels, let's speak of Resident Evil 2 Apocalypse.
From the leading name in biotechnology comes Regenerate, the breakthrough from the Umbrella Corporation.
My name is Alice. I work for the Umbrella Corporation. There was an accident, and everybody died. The trouble was, they didn't stay dead.
In the pursuit of human perfection, accidents will happen.
There's been an incident.
How bad is it?
We're reopening the hive. I want to know what went on down there.
Sir, there's something in here.
The infection is spreading faster than anyone could have anticipated.
Seal the gates.
Our men are still out there.
Just do it.
We're expendable assets. Just been expended.
Now, those left behind
are gonna take you home.
must battle an enemy that will not die.
Who was that?
You're gonna need more ammo.
Move!
I'm good. But I'm not that good.
They did something to me. They changed me.
And one corporation...
The Nemesis is now fully activated.
...will do everything to bury its dark secret.
You know exactly how far Umbrella will go.
I used to work for them. I learned the error of my ways.
Initiate launch proceedings.
Resident Evil Apocalypse, directed by Alexander Witt. Resident Evil Apocalypse follows heroine Alice, who has escaped the underground Umbrella facility. She must band together with other survivors, including Jill Valentine, to escape Raccoon City alive. This is the first Resident Evil film where we finally get the introduction of some actual Resident Evil characters in Jill Valentine, Carlos Oliveira, Dr. William Birkin, and the Nemesis. Filmed in Toronto, Ontario, budget of $45 million, made 23.7 opening weekend and over 129 million worldwide. This, in my opinion, I really liked it. It was well done. Being a Canadian and having gone to Toronto multiple times, you could see a lot of, you know, things like the pizza. I've seen the part where they filmed the bridge part because I've been over that bridge, which was really cool. I could have done without the Mike Epps comedy element. To me, that really dragged the film down. But there's a lot of throwback scenes to the game as well, like when Alice is running away from the helicopter where it's shooting up, the graveyard scene, even just them waiting in a bus that's straight out of the video game, which is really cool. This is actually, Resident Evil 1 is my top, Apocalypse is my second out of all this. And I really liked it, minus the Mike Epps crap. The practical effects with the Nemesis and the zombies were also really well done. Even the dogs, the practical effects were amazing. Too many one-liners, in my opinion. So for this was a 7 out of 10. Kev, would you like to start?
Yeah, I guess I have a lot to say about this movie because it's actually my favorite out of the five. Like you know, it was great to see somebody like Jill and Carlos. It was great to see them starting to introduce characters from the Resident Evil franchise. So obviously that's a good starting there. I love the opening scene where you see Alice for the first time. Where, I don't know if you guys, well, I guess you guys remember, but when they're in the church and, you know, Jill and the black dude are, like, fighting the, I guess it would be Lickers or whatever they're fighting.
Yeah, they were Lickers.
And, like, they're not able to beat him, and then she, like, jumps through the window in a motorcycle. Don't worry about how it was possible, but ignore that. But I love how, like, okay, like, they're introducing her to be a badass. And even Jill's like, I'm good, but I'm not that good. So I think it was just a great introduction to bring Alice back from the first movie.
I mean, the superpowered Alice.
She had powers.
But was she superpowers in this one, or was it more the second, like, after this
one?
Yeah,
it was the third one, but she was stronger, faster.
Yeah. You know? Yeah.
She had the T-virus on it in her, so.
Yeah, but she, yeah, I guess she just didn't have her full powers, or she didn't know about them. But, so I love that introduction we got. I'll try not to be too long. A couple other things I loved is when Nemesis was, like, fighting, like, all the star guys, and, like, they showed his threat level, and it was at, like, minimum, even though there's, like, these 10 guys with, like, high-powered rifles. And then later on, he sees Alice, and his threat level goes, I don't know if it was moderate or whatever. Yeah, so I like that, like, we see the threat level just from that one person going up. Yeah, I mean, the comedy stuff, I guess more because I'm a fanboy, but I didn't mind it. I liked that we were getting the movie in this closed-off city. Resident Evil 2 took place more in the city, so I guess maybe they were going for that, like the actual game. So I liked that. And I love the ending where you see Alice on top of the building running almost like vertically down, and then when she gets there, she starts kicking everyone's ass, so...
Yeah, that's another thing. And, like, you see that building, you've been to Toronto, you know that's, you know, one of their main buildings is that double curved one. And that was really wasn't the ending. That was like the second to final fight.
Yeah, yeah, it was, wasn't the, but I just like, I guess it was a lot of fanboy moments for me. Like, you know, I love that scene. I love the church scene. I love just stuff that I guess a fanboy of the series would like. And I thought they had a pretty, an interesting ending where Alice gets captured, but they kind of rescue her, even though the bad guys know she's being taken. So I like that it sets up a future, like another Resident Evil. Overall, this is my favorite out of the five movies.
Your rating on 10?
No rating on 10, just my favorite out of the five.
Okay, so we'll go from one brother to the other.
Okay, so this also is my favorite Resident Evil movie. The good, because first of all, we have zombies in this movie, more zombies, and that's always a great thing. And it, like Kembo Trek said, it felt like a video game. We had like the different locales, the school, the church. I like that it took place in a city and not just in the city. They were trapped in a city and they had a time limit to get out of the city. So it kind of increased the stakes. And I love that it took place at night. The whole movie practically was like during night. So, you know, it added a bit of the horror element. Other things, I thought the action was well placed. I liked Carlos Oliveira's entrance, jumping from the chopper with the bungee cord there and shooting some zombies. I thought that was really a great entrance. Also, the Nemesis chase scene where he was going after Alice with that mini gun, the quick mini gun type thing.
Got a mini gun and a rocket launcher.
Yeah. So I just loved how it was just like she was running away. She was trying to shoot him and everything, and you know, stuff was blowing up. I thought that was really well done. And it was also really cool to see that the city was being overrun by zombies. And, you know, it's not just something that just happened like, you know, in like other movies. But this, we saw like the stars and the police had, you know, having trouble controlling the population. So I thought that was pretty cool. Yeah, I did like that they put Jill Valentine and Carlos Oliveira in. You know, we're starting to get characters from the video games. But yeah, she looked damn hot in those. It was kind of weird to see her wearing like high heels in the beginning for a cop, but short shorts, but hey, no one's complaining. Okay, so it wasn't as bad as the first one, so I don't have too many points. I did have, I know Kevin mentioned the church scene where Alice makes the entrance through the motorcycle. Mr. Old School, so what she does, I don't know if you ever saw the movie, but she jumps through the pane glass window of a church, like, I don't know, it's just like 30 feet in the air with a motorcycle. So I'm like, how is that possible? But anyway, it was really funny.
Are you questioning physics in a video game-based movie?
I'm just questioning, like, how did you jumping a motorcycle 30 feet through a pane glass window with...
So you're questioning physics from something that's make-believe.
You're also forgetting she did the flip while she...
Oh, she flipped off it!
Yeah, yes. And she flipped. Like, I was just fanboying at that.
But, you know, I don't have too many points to pick on. The acting was... Besides Alice, I mean, the acting was still pretty lame. You know, the LJ thing with the one-liners I wasn't crazy about. And just one more quick point I'll mention. We didn't get shaky cam for the Nemesis fight. We didn't get shaky cam, but we got the second worst thing you could do in a fight scene is quick edit.
Yeah,
so,
the quick cuts. That was a little frustrating.
That was horrible. So I wanted to see the fight scene. It looked like it was going to be a good fight scene, but just with the quick edit was pretty bad. So
you think that was done because of budgetary reasons?
Done because that's the only way Mila Jovovich could fight a guy in a 7-foot Nemesis suit.
It must have been because of the suit. It had to be something with the suit. It looked like bulky and there was someone in there, you know? So
this was all practical done. This wasn't CGI. This was a guy in a huge-ass suit.
Yeah. So anyway, this is my favorite movie. I love that it felt like a video game. Love that it was set at night and the action was well paced. So I'm going to give this 7.5 flying motorcycles out of 10.
Old School, would you like to chime in on anything?
Nope.
Okay. So now we will go to the third installment of Resident Evil, Extinction.
Take a sample of her blood and then get rid of that. These clones are not working. The original Alice is the key. Find her, then we can return to the surface.
Sorry about this, Stevie.
It really is the end of the world.
What happened to it?
Dresser must have taken it back.
We lost half of the convoy. Pretty soon there'll be more of us dead than alive.
Okay, spread out. Look for anything of use. Gas, food, ammo. You know the drill.
What's going on?
It's been feeding on infected flesh.
Go, go, go!
My senses have detected Alice. Her powers appear to have grown at a geometric rate.
I can have a strike team ready within the hour.
Everyone is scared. Good thing we like a challenge.
Make sure she's dead.
I'm coming for you.
Shut her down.
Oh.
We fought the infection. We survived the apocalypse. And now we face extinction.
Resident Evil Extinction, released on September 21st, 2007. This film follows the heroine Alice, along with a group of survivors from Raccoon City, as they attempt to travel across the Mojave Desert wilderness to Alaska and escape a zombie apocalypse. This was filmed mostly in the Baja Desert of Mexico, had a budget of $45 million, made $23 million opening weekend, and has made $147 million worldwide. This, in my opinion, is the worst one of them. I did not like the psychic power stuff that she develops. Like, when she's sleeping, she lifts a bunch of rocks and destroys her motorcycle. It's pretty retarded. The crow scene was really well done. You could tell, like, they switched from real to CGI birds. See, she had an actual lower kill count in this. Ian Glenn? I believe that's how pronounced.
Ian.
Well, it's I-A-I-N, so I don't know how that's pronounced.
Probably Ian.
From Yora from Game of Thrones. It was nice to see him as the bad guy until he gets all half CGI, half practical effects monster. The fight scene in, like, seeing Vegas basically being taken back over by the desert because there's nobody pushing the sand away or nobody keeping the place alive was really cool. It felt like an actual apocalyptic Vegas, which I really enjoyed. However, with the, I don't know, this is where you get your fast, crazy zombies as well. For me, it's a 4 out of 10.
Can I say something quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
I think Mila Jovovich and Ali Larder look way too similar to be in the same movie.
And yeah, actually getting Ali Larder in as Claire Redfield was really nice too.
It's just, they're too similar. I keep on mixing the two up.
Yeah, but Ali Larder had the long hair while Mila Jovovich had kind of like this poofy short hair type things. So anyway.
I don't know, just the facial features in that. I've always mixed the two up in real life. I don't like them together in the same movie. It's too confusing.
Who is Darren, by the way?
D-Ren.
This is who's Darren.
Hey,
okay.
Darren, you douchebag.
So I kind of echo a lot of the same points. I'll start with the good, as usual. I love the scene in the beginning with the radio station where, like, they were broadcasting for help, and then they turned out to be kind of like redneck bandits.
I forgot to mention that, yeah. It figures rednecks survive the apocalypse and are all like, yeah, let's rape her. Oh, wait, we can't rape her. Let's kill her with the undead. Yeah. Okay, Billy Bob. Sure, Ma. You know, I mean, never trust the rednecks if there's an apocalypse.
And I love that the guy who tried to, like, rape her type thing gets kicked in the jaw and, like, his neck snaps. I love that. And then I love the part where she's trapped in the pit with the zombie dogs and she's the one who's, like, she's escaping. So I love that sequence, the whole sequence. And that's where she kind of gets all her weapons from the rednecks after. There's not too many good points, unfortunately, with this movie. I love the setting in the Mojave Desert where it took place.
Yeah, the storyline is Mojave Desert.
Was it in Vegas?
Yeah, it's Vegas. But
Vegas. But at one point.
Yeah, so they end up in Vegas afterwards. You know, they go through the desert. I love that part. Similar with you, Carp, I love the crow sequence. And finally, the good point, I like Ali Larder as Claire Redfield. Although she's not fully fleshed out, I just like seeing her in the game. And she is a better actress than Jill Valentine or Sienna.
Also, Mila Jovovich, I think she's better than her too.
Oh, yeah. I mean, her acting has always been good for the movies, and she's definitely improving as she gets comfortable with the character. So, I mean, there's nothing to complain about. So the bad part, for some reason, this whole movie, I didn't care about the umbrella stuff happening in the background. It was just, I felt it was really boring, and it kind of took me out of the film. I was not crazy about psychic powers. And speaking about psychic powers, like, now she's doing this wired stuff where she's just, like, flying through the air and it just looks ridiculous.
Just lazy.
I don't know if it could be laziness, but I mean, it's just, it looks just so fake and it just bothers me. I like to call that part Wired Alice. I have that in my notes. And we're getting running zombies. And I'm like, ugh, I hate running zombies. I don't know.
When did that start, by the way?
I think it was 28 Days Later.
Well, it started roughly with 28 days later, but as a zombie, it's not really, because they're not undead. You can be killed by like a couple of shots to the chest, but it was basically a rage virus. So it was an infection. And so they were able to run. Now, Dawn of the Dead, the remake, they basically had the zombies run at first, but because there were so many, eventually they couldn't run because there was just so many of them. Now, to me, as a zombie guy, I think running zombies could work for the first 24 hours until rigor mortis sets in, and then it has to be a slow shuffling thing. But that's me.
Sorry, I do.
That's okay. Just a couple other bad things. I was like, where were the zombies in this movie again? We just get one sequence of them like running in Vegas. So that's another complaint. It seems to be a trend in most of these movies is where are the zombies if it's supposed to be a zombie film. Other than that,
at this point, they're...
What?
At this point, they're on the road staying away from major cities, so you're not going to get too many zombies when you think.
Yeah, I guess, but I'm like, it's a Resident Evil film, so there should be zombies. But anyway, another point which I was like finding ridiculous, like RJ got bit and it took him forever to turn. I don't know if anyone noticed that. It took him like a few days, and like, you know, Oliveira gets bit, he's like almost dying right away. So I just found it was just silliness. My final bad point about it, let's decide to call a character Kmart. I thought that was ridiculous. One last point, sorry. I found the whole zombie domesticating thing was really ridiculous. So you see the zombie picking up like a camera and using it and a cell phone and stuff like that.
Yeah,
so,
but they domesticate the zombies in Shaun of the Dead.
Shaun of the Dead?
Also in Fido, they domesticate them.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel. They tried to do that in Walking Dead, and we saw what happened with that. But anyway, so I'm going to give this movie a 4 zombie selfies out of 10.
Kevbo, your opinions on what has so far been rated the worst and second worst out of the series?
Well, you guys are clearly wrong on that. it's going to be like this for every movie where there's not much I didn't love about it. I love that we at the beginning we see where the T-virus takes over the whole world, so we kind of see, like, I like that they showed that it's not just like in a localized area, it's taken over the whole world. So I like the starting with that. I like any scene where Alice gets to be a badass. So I love that scene with the rednecks as well, where she kills the guy with the kick and then with the dogs. So again, more good fanboy stuff. I'm weird where I love Alice with powers and I love Alice without powers. So yeah, I know, but it's God. I pretty much love everything about the character. So when she had all these powers with her mind, like, I was loving it. I'm like, that's such a good idea.
So you don't find that cheesy at all?
No. Like, you figure I would, but what? Because I equally like it when she doesn't have the powers. So I don't know if it's just because I love the character so much.
I think you're just blinded.
No.
You're blind. Yeah, you're attracted to her. And she could do anything. It could literally be her taking a crap for an hour and a half. You'd be like, it's the best movie I've ever seen. No.
She could jack off a gun.
Exactly. I think we can all admit I'm unbiased when it comes to Alice.
Yeah, not at all. No.
I love in, like, at the start of this movie, she's a loner because, you know, they can track her and she didn't want to get her friends in danger. So I like that. Love the stuff, like the crow scene. I thought it was really good. I loved when they went, like, I like that it was kind of almost had like a Mad Max feel to it where, you know, they're looking for food, they're looking for gas, things like that. Which would happen in a post-apocalyptic world where you're staying, especially because you're staying away from major population centers. So I love that. I love the big zombie fight scene in Vegas when all the zombies come out of that storage container or whatever it was. Or, you know, when you see, like, they find her and they shut her down, but then she overrides the program. Like, again, more fanboy moments that I love. So it was like, all right, go Alice. So it's, I mean, the one thing I was like, I was a bit concerned with was the ending where they had all the clones, but I'm happy they got rid of that at the beginning of the fourth movie. Cause I'm like, okay, if this goes on too long, it could be cheesy, but they got rid of it the first scene in the fourth movie. And I don't know. So overall, I love the tone. I love the setting. I love the kind of post-apocalyptic world we were getting. Well,
you can't say apocalyptic, eh?
Nah, close enough.
Say it again.
No,
say
apocalyptic.
It.
See? Perfect. And, you know, I like that there's...
Close enough. So, on that note...
But I like there's, like, that kind of... That hope of always getting to Alaska. So, like, it's not just all dire in the zombie world. There's that hope of getting to somewhere that was free of the infection. And I'm just going to disagree with you guys. And overall, it is actually my second favorite of the five movies.
Wow.
Hope you're enjoying that Kool-Aid, buddy.
I think you like Kmart.
So on that note, speaking of the multiple clones, we move into Resident Evil Afterlife.
5 years ago, a virus escaped and everybody died. If you're out there, there is hope. My name is Alice.
What's with all the Matrix ripoffs there? Like, it's ridiculous. The whole movie's a Matrix ripoff.
Well, on that note, Resident Evil Afterlife, released on September 10th, 2010. While still out to destroy the evil Umbrella Corporation, Alice joins a group of survivors who want to relocate to the mysterious but supposedly unharmed safe haven known as Arcadia. This was Resident Evil's first foray into 3D, filmed in Japan and Toronto. It had a budget of $60 million. An opening weekend of $26.6 million and has grossed $296 million worldwide.
Why do you think it did so much better?
3D and just the action flick it was. For me, this is one of my favorite opening scenes with the Japan infection starting and then going to her clones invading Umbrella in Japan, which was really well done. The action was way over the top for that opening scene. Having her powers getting taken away, I enjoyed. Finally getting Chris Redfield, one of the original characters, was awesome. What I found hilarious was it was Wentworth Miller, and he started in a prison.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I love that.
That I when I first saw that, I snickered a lot, because pretty much all I ever think of this guy now is Prison Break, and first thing they do is they put him in a prison. Getting to see the Axemen, still practical effects looked really good. The slow-mo action shower scene, shower fight with the Axemen versus Alice and Clara was really well done, I found. Even the fight with Wesker against the brother and sister while she fought the infected dogs was also well done. I found it very smooth from the practical effects infected dog to the CGI dog. It was actually really smooth. I remember the 3D being awesome in this. Like, just the opening scene of the rain with the infected Japanese girl, it felt like it was almost going to rain on me. This is really up there for me. This is a solid... I didn't find anything really bad about it. So, for me, this was also an 8 out of 10. Kimbo, let's go with you.
This is actually my least favorite out of all the movies. Then, I mean, least favorite we're saying, but obviously it's still a fantastic movie, but... Like you, I absolutely love the opening scene, the stylized... with the rain falling and just the way it was filmed and the way it looked, everything about it. I absolutely loved it. And I think it set the movie on a good note. I was very happy to see all the clones die because I didn't want that to be kind of like, I didn't want to see a bunch of Alice's in the movie. So I was happy that they all died, but the original within what, 10 minutes or something. So it was fun to watch the over the top fighting, and I of course obviously I loved it, and like I mentioned with Resident Evil 3, I was happy when she got her powers taken away, just like I was happy when she had her powers. So either way, I'm pretty easy to please in that regard, because I like Alice either way. I love the stuff in the prison with Wentworth Miller. I mean, obviously I had a big chuckle as well, especially because he was like in a prison. So, you know, being
He was in like some weird solitary confinement within the prison.
Yeah, so just like being a big Prison Break fan, I love that. I like the what was his name? Lucius? I believe it was Lucius, right? Lucius Falk? No.
Luthor West.
Luthor West. Oh, yeah, West, really? Batman.
I mean,
that wrong series.
Morgan Freeman.
Close enough.
Boris Cadjode's character?
I liked his character. I liked that we got introduced to, obviously, Chris Redfield. It was, you know, good to see him and seeing the playoff between Chris and Claire. So I liked that. And I guess I'll just mention the ending, obviously. I believe it was after the credits. I think it was, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Where you see kind of this blonde hair, long hair. You see Jill being back, and it's just a perfect kind of setting up the next movie. So overall, again, love this movie, but it was probably my least favorite out of the five.
D-Ren, your thoughts and opinions on Resident Evil Afterlife?
I don't know.
Yeah, that pretty much sums up my idea of the whole series.
Well, I mean, I don't know what kind of tea virus infected water you guys have been drinking, but let me be the voice of reason. I thought that beginning sequence was horrible. It was way over the top. It was too much Wired Alice, all these clones, Matrix-y shit. Oh, I just couldn't stand it. And on top of that, they had this electronica soundtrack, which is annoying. And I was kind of getting tired last couple of movies, all this Alice voiceover crap where she's like, I'm Alice and I'm fighting against Umbrella. It's just kind of repetitive after a couple of movies. I was actually disappointed with the fight scene with the Axeman zombie because I remember, I thought it, when the first time I saw it, I was like, yeah, it was a cool, a cool fight scene. But it was just basically, I found it ended too quickly. It was, they were just ducking like swings from the giant axes, and then it just took like double shotguns to shoot kill him. It was kind of a little disappointing fight.
Shotguns full of quarters.
Shotgun, yeah, okay.
That was an awesome fight. You're so wrong on that. It was so stylized and so awesome.
It was stylized because it was made for 3D. I mean, with the water dripping,
it worked so well. Anyway.
It worked for, but I wanted longer. It just was, it felt so short, and I kind of felt cheated with that fight scene. I thought it would take a lot more to kill these zombies. But anyway, beside that, starting with the bad, the scene in the boat with the dog. I know Kenbo Trek, you didn't watch it, but it's just ridiculous where like a pane of glass is falling from the ceiling, and she kicks it at the zombie dog. Like, she doesn't break it with her foot. This big chunk of glass goes right into the zombie dog. I was like, oh my god. So. That's
completely realistic, by the way. That was awesome, like, when she did that. I've tried it before and I've done it, so I can confirm that it's real.
That's why you've lost the foot.
That's why you couldn't come to volleyball for a month and a half.
Okay. You'd think that would break, like her foot would break the pane of glass, but no, she kicked it. So anyway, yeah, I guess the good parts, I did enjoy the fight scene with Wesker at the end, even though he's like super, I guess he kind of looked like Superman with all those speed dashes and everything. But
he's like that in the game, like in the later games, he's
okay.
Impossible to beat.
Yeah. The good parts, there's not many for me. I liked Wentworth Miller as Chris Redfield, and I liked the Luther Russ character. So I guess we're starting to see, getting better acting into it with Claire Redfield to be in there. We did unfortunately see Kmart again, but that's another point. The final good part is I love the sawed-off shotgun she had with the quarters. I thought that was pretty cool. It was a neat type of weapon she had in this movie that she didn't have in the previous film. So overall, I'm giving this 2.5 quarter buckshots out of 10.
Old school, any opinions?
Yeah, it's the Matrix called. They want their movie back.
And so we shall continue with the latest installment of Resident Evil, Retribution.
Come on, babe. Rise and shine. Let's get that beautiful ass out of bed.
You want cereal?
Want a tiger?
Please get a room.
Sorry.
This is real. None of this is real. All these memories were imprinted. My name is Alice.
Alice, how nice to see you again.
What the hell is going on here?
We have you under our control.
They used me to perfect the virus.
Okay, seriously, fuck, we've seen it. Why you keep doing the voiceover? But if you're going to see the fifth movie, don't you figure you might have seen the first four?
Thank you, thank you.
Just say, what the fuck's with the recap?
Everyone I've ever known, everything I've ever done, is being used against me. Now they can manipulate the world.
We've taken over New York, Moscow, Tokyo. This is humanity's last stand. The beginning of the end.
I'm gonna kill you.
Good luck. You'll need it.
Umbrella's more powerful than ever. And we're the only ones. Stop them.
Hi. Waiting for a written invitation.
Sweet ride.
It was released on September 14th, 2012. Second foray into 3D. Filmed in Moscow, New York City, and Toronto yet again. Alice fights alongside a resistance movement in the continuing battle against the Umbrella Corporation and the undead. had a budget of $65 million, opening weekend of 21.1 domestic, and has grossed $240 million worldwide. Old school. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm going to start with, I loved a couple of scenes. The first one on the ship was insane, and the one where she had that whip, and she that whole whip scene was cool. I like that they introduced the game characters. The game characters, like, they look like game characters. It's like, if they, I don't know if the makeup or just the way they were done, but they looked exactly like the characters in the game. I think that was missing in the original ones for me as a player of the old games. I'm talking about on the PS1. I love the final scenes as well. To me, this was my favorite of all the Resident Evils. I don't know how many I've seen. I think about three or four of them. But this, to me, was my favorite. The 3D wasn't necessary, though, in my opinion. But I quite like this movie. I can't believe I'm saying this. But yeah, it wasn't bad.
So we've got old school liking a Resident Evil. My thoughts are the same. It's so nice to finally see Leon Kennedy, Ada Wong, and Barry Burton. Kevin Durant did a great job as Barry Burton. Smoking the cigar, the giant Magna 45 that he held, it was great. I like the concept of the underground testing facility. It's kind of out of one of their pocketbooks called Caliban Cove, where it's like, it's legit that, you know, we created these environments. So, you know, we replicated Moscow to sell our virus to the Americans. We replicated New York City to replicate our virus to the Russians, China, Japan to China. Like, that was so well done. It was ridiculous. I dislike the concept of unlimited clones, but because of this, Alice's kill count is retarded. It's estimated at 640 kills in this one. So that's a little ridiculous. And all in all, it was really well done. I mean, seeing the 3D first and then seeing it on 2D, you could have done without the 3D in this one. Still a great film, though. We'll go with Kevbo. Actually, no, we're going to go with D-Ren.
Okay, first of all, we get the single best scene in Resident Evil film franchise history with the scene in a white corridor with chain and single pistol. Even though it was wired work for it, I still love the concept of it. Just her taking out zombies with a chain and a pistol. Thought that was pretty cool. For most of the movie, it was a big computer simulation, so taking place in Tokyo, Russia, suburbia, New York City. I thought that was pretty cool. And I love that they brought back all these familiar characters. You know, we had Reino Campa, we had Carlos Oliveira. I forget Colin Salmon's character, the black guy who got chopped with the lasers. But just all these characters from the older films. So I thought that was pretty cool. I thought the Axeman fight in this movie with the Ada Wong and Alice against Axeman was a lot better than the previous film. So I love that Times Square's fight. So it's pretty cool. Yeah, the characters looked uncanny to their video game counterparts. Just Leon Kennedy and Ada Wong, they looked ridiculously accurate to the video game. So I agree with Mr. Old School with that. Besides that, the ending fight scene in the submarine, there's actually two fight scenes there. I thought that they were really well done. And having Luther West die, it was good to put in that movie. Finally, with the good part.
Spoiler alert.
It's okay. It's out for what? Well, you can cut it if you want.
A year.
It is acceptable.
It is acceptable. Okay, and now we can talk about the ending with the White House. That was a great ending where the whole world was overrun except for the White House. And I don't know if there's any other pockets of resistance. So it was kind of like humanity's last stand. And we kind of know what we're getting in the final movie. So that was pretty cool. Oh, and one more good thing. Alice looked really hot in suburbia. I don't know if I'm sure Kebbo Check will agree with that.
Like the S&M Alice or the like?
No, when she was in the Housewife.
Oh, Housewife. Oh,
she looked really good there. Okay, so now the bad parts. The whole beginning with the suburbia Alice, that was ripped off from Dawn of the Dead. I don't know if Carp would agree with that.
Yeah.
But
for sure.
That was just a total ripoff of Dawn of the remake. So I didn't like that. Also in Moscow, when they were fighting against the Las Plagas zombies, first of all, the makeup was horrible, I found. But second of all, they couldn't shoot each other. They were standing 10 feet in front of each other like
worst aim ever in a movie.
Worst aim ever.
The 3 feet away, shooting Alice point blank, missing everything.
How good is your aim when you're undead? Huh?
Okay, if I'm 3 feet away from you, I'm fucking.
Well, they're not
you,
undead.
Sorry.
They're undead, but they have a parasite, so they're actually kind of capable.
If I'm blind, I'm still hitting you from 3 feet.
It was really horrible.
Continue.
So overall, it is my second favorite of the franchise, and it's the only second one with a passing grade for me. So I'm giving this 6.5 horrible shooting skills out of 10.
And let's close out the current installment of Resident Evil with Kebbo Trek's opinions.
Well, first of all, it's good for you guys to actually get some things right in your review of this one, so that was nice. Generally, I have this as my third favorite movie, although maybe with enough persuasion, it could be my second. I like that we get more characters from the games. You know, it's kind of coming full circle where it took a while, but eventually we're getting pretty much all the main characters from the game. So I really like that. I really had fun with the different scenarios, especially I love the one in Moscow with the whatever they were. I forget the
Las Plagas.
Yeah. I was going to call them zombie Nazis, but
the horrible shooting.
Well, no, I think it's completely realistic being unbiased. I like the fun with it. I love we got to see the axe guys from the fourth movie, except this time there was two of them. So it was nice to see that. Like Karp mentioned, I love the kill count in this movie. That's what I like seeing Alice do best. So that was, that was enjoyable. Again, from a fanboy perspective. What else will I mention? Absolutely. It might even be my second or third favorite scene from all the movies. I love the scene with the fight scene at the end with Jill and Alice when they had, I think Jill had the long staff, or I forget which one had the long staff.
Yeah, Jill had the long staff, and Alice had the climbing.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. I love that scene. I thought it was well done. And I like where we get the ending when we're seeing the world's almost completely overrun. And I love when they're all standing on the top of the roof of the White House. You just see him standing there with all the monsters and zombies and whatever, almost right at the door. So I love how it's setting up a final movie. And I believe we're going to be seeing, Chris. We're going to be seeing Claire. I think the last one is supposed to have, everyone. So, I don't know. I really love this movie. It has quite possibly could have my two favorite scenes from the whole franchise. And it's probably third on my list, but with enough convincing, it could be second.
Daughter should have died 5 minutes in. And also, you forgot to acknowledge the fact that they have zero shooting ability.
Well, she's fast and...
No, I'm sorry. She's not fucking Matrix fast. If I'm point blank...
Hey, but that's pretty much...
She didn't have powers then.
It's every... I mean, look at the Van Damme movie from...
No, you're deflecting.
No, it's every movie.
You're
so
deflecting.
I'm okay with it. It's realistic.
You're deflecting. Acknowledge it.
No, it's realistic. And she gets her powers back in this one.
At the end of the movie, though.
Yeah, so again, it's one of those cases.
Okay, what about the first 60 minutes where she's getting shot at point blank?
That's fine.
She doesn't get shot at until she saves them in Russia. Yeah. She does get shot at point blank, which was terrible, I guess. The shattering bulletproof glass, I don't know what happened. I'll agree with you, the Las Plagas bad aim was kind of shitty. But seeing the chainsaw kill was really cool. So
they had mounted machine guns. How were they hitting anyone? And when they're not even ducking for cover. They're just standing in front of each other and no one's getting picked off.
It's like they know they're in a movie and they're not going to get hit.
I think it was completely realistic.
All right, so let's end this up. Kembo, your 5 in order of preference.
In order of, will there be final thoughts after this?
There'll be final thoughts. Yeah. Here's a couple of facts I got. All right, so the Resident Evils, all 5, average budget, $49.6 million. Opening domestic, $22.42 million. Worldwide gross average, $182.8. Her kill counts are ridiculous. Resident Evil 1, she had 8 kills. Apocalypse, 25. Extinction, 24. Afterlife, 254. And not confirmed. Resident Evil Retribution, 673. That's ridiculous.
Is that the record?
I don't think it's the record for a film, but as a female action star, this includes Ultraviolet because she has a high kill count in this, she's got a kill count of 1,216 in Mila Jovovich's action films.
The 600, I think that's more than the Expendables 2 combined.
So, yeah, she's pretty ridiculous. And, well, as for the future Resident Evil, due out in 2014, unconfirmed date of September 12th, storyline will be Alice, Jill, Claire, Chris, Leon, Ada, and Wesker rush to the Hive where the Red Queen plots total destruction over the human race.
No! Not the Hive! I want to see them stand at the White House.
I want to see Wentworth Miller escape from another prison.
Alright, so pretty much discussed all 5 films with the 6th one coming up. Is there any other future after a 6th film? Kembo, go.
I've been hearing things where, I don't know if it's the studio or Paul Anderson, where they want to maybe continue the franchise even if Mila is not in it or Alice is not in it, which I think would be a stupid mistake. For me, she is the franchise, and this coming from someone who didn't originally want her in it. So I would personally like to see the franchise end with Six and be completely done with a satisfying ending.
Old school, RE6, after that is their future. Go.
They should have buried this after the first movie. Please, God, end it.
Well, we're going to edit that, by the way, Carp.
I'm going to get to edit you from the entire podcast.
Oh, that would be phenomenal. D-Ren, after RE6, is there a future? Go.
There's always going to be a future if it's making money. So, I mean, even if they kind of reboot the franchise, I mean, the only other way I don't know if I agree with it, but the only other way I can see them making this movie without Alice is kind of starting it from the beginning, like maybe at the point where the outbreak starts and just kind of have like a Resident Evil 2 type thing happen, but maybe in like a big city instead of Raccoon City. Well, actually, no, it takes place in Raccoon City. So, but just maybe have it like take place further on where it infects other cities. So that's the only way I can see it. But if it makes money and they're still willing to make it, I mean, of course they're going to make these movies.
They could have one with Wentworth Miller where he starts off in a prison and then he like meets a bunch of guys and they break out of the prison.
Prison Break Resident Evil Edition. Fun
prison,
fact.
Prison Break Zombie.
They never call them zombies. They call them infected and undead. They never call
them because there was no zombies in the first four movies.
They're all infected / undead.
Fact, there was only a few zombies in there's hardly any zombies.
Get these garbage opinions out of here.
This movie franchise sucks.
Sorry, besides the second movie, there weren't too many zombies in the movie. I'm sorry.
Okay, and well, I guess we'll just close it off with that. Let's start off with closing thoughts, Mr. Old School, since this is your podcast that I hijacked for one time. Your closing thoughts and shoutouts.
All right, the last movie, Mila Jovovich should be shot within the first 5 minutes. Just end it. Make it a short film. Credits. Plugs. Check out this really good podcast. It's called Old School at the Movies. You can find it at trendingtopicsnetwork.com or oldschoolmovies.net. I also throw a shout out to my buddy Piper the DJ. It's our sister show, Trending Mobile Technology, found on said network.
D-Rain, closing thoughts and plugs.
I guess my Twitter account, which I just recently posted something about Las Vegas. I haven't posted in a while, but anyway. So it's RealDren, RealDren, one word. And for some reason, I wrote watching Las Vegas, and CBS Films retweeted it, or favorited it, so it was pretty cool.
Did they follow you?
I don't know if they follow, but they kind of, I don't know if they retweeted or they favorited it, so I guess just to get the word out. So I thought it was pretty cool, and they're the company who made the movie. So final thoughts, I find this franchise very kind of polarizing because I really did enjoy the second movie. I thought it had a great video game feel. And the last movie was okay, in my opinion, but the three other movies were just simply atrocious. So, I mean, I guess I'm the voice of reason, or you probably guys don't agree with that. But anyway, that's how I feel about the franchise. Out.
Kevbo, thoughts on D-Ren's closing thoughts, your closing thoughts, and plugs.
Yeah, we don't regret that. That opinion's irrelevant, so.
Can't say watch Resident Evil at this
yeah,
one.
Yeah, I know, so. Eh? Well, you know, I can do that again. As someone who is very...
biased?
No, as someone who is...
gay.
As someone who really wasn't looking forward to the first movie because they were going away from the games and introducing a completely new character, I guess I'm surprised how much I've just come to love this series. It's my favorite movie series of all time. And Alice is my favorite movie character of all time. So I can watch these movies over and over. I just watch them randomly sometimes. I pretty much love everything about the franchise, and I can't wait, hopefully, to see a great conclusion next year with part 6.
And with that, we are on our way out. So for Mr. Old School, D-Ren, Kevbo Trek, and Carpe Diem, have a good night, and go watch Resident Evil.
What's up? It is Heavy Set, and I'm here to tell you about Kayfabe Sports Radio, the home of the Ohio Indie Report and NFL Easy Picks. On the Ohio Indie Report, I break down what's going on in the Cleveland scene of independent wrestling, from AIW to Prime Wrestling, and some of the little organizations in between that I can attend. And if you also like NFL football, be sure to check out NFL Easy Picks, hosted by myself and my good friend Joe Bennett, as we break down and talk about what is going on in football, and we make our picks on the coming week's games. And all this can be found at www.kfabesports.com. You can also find us on iTunes by searching Kayfabe Sports Radio. And while you're at kfabesports.com, be sure to check out the links for Kayfabe Sports Radio, Ohio Indy Report, and NFL Easy Picks on Facebook and Twitter. So for now, be sure to check out the Ohio Indy Report and NFL Easy Picks on Kayfabe Sports Radio, where it's all a work.
Slamming your brain through a table of wrestling knowledge. Spanish Announce Table.
TrendingTopicsNetwork.com.
He'll be on in a few minutes.
Yeah.
Way to be prepared there, jerk.
A douche. You know, like...
He's like, it's today.
Because, you know...
It's like his fucking thing, too. Yeah. Like,
he's the one with this such a massive hard-on for it. It's ridiculous.
I should just tell him it's canceled.
Yo, screw that. I worked on this. I watched all the movies again. If you do this to
we're
me...
just going
to
cancel it. Fucking, I don't care what you did. It's over. Forget it.
Punch you in the face and make you consume the remaining 8 Cherry Cokes I have.
Keep talking.
Testing. I am keep talking.
Talk with emphasis.
I will talk with emphasis. I will emphasize certain words while I...
Talk with emphasis. Say tasty corn.
Tasty corn.
Keep
saying, tasty corn.
Keep saying it.
Tasty corn. Tasty, tasty. Oh my God, tasty corn.
Oldschoolmovies2@gmail.com, or you can tweet us at oldschoolmovies... oldmovies.net.
And she reaches into the cop car, pulls out a shotgun, and, like, you know, jacks it, and it's like, that's where the movie ends. And
Jackson.
You're
I cocked it. I couldn't think of it. Sorry.
Jacks it off. Also throw a shout out.